This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Lindsay Grodine. March is National Social Work Month, and to celebrate, the Department of Social Work at Southeast Missouri State University hosted its first Jane Addams Lecture Series on Tuesday. Their main speaker was former Congressman Adolphus Towns from New York, who created the Congressional Social Work Caucus and served in the House of Representatives from 1983 to 2013. He sat down with us to share the main points of his lecture and to talk about the importance of social work. What piqued your interest in social work?
Years ago, I was involved with in Brooklyn, New York, and there's a lady by the name of Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm, as I indicated, which I replaced. Well, in terms of working with her and talking to her, and she indicated that if you're not going to go into education and get a master's in that, why don't you go into social work? And through that process, I started looking at social work and became extremely interested in it. And then at that point, I applied and really started working with her on different issues, helping to solve community problems, pulling together, you know, community groups, talking about what we needed to do in order to improve life in our community. And just through that process, I became just really, really involved to the point where when she made a decision to leave the Congress, she suggested I should run for her position. And I did, and of course I won. And as I indicated earlier, I served in that group, served there for 30 years, 30 good years. You know, and the last few years was not as good as the beginning, but the point was that I enjoyed my time in the Congress.
Can you tell me a bit about your time in Congress? You had a pretty long run, and you also started the Congressional Social Work Caucus.
I did. You know, I served in Congress for 30 years. I replaced the first black woman to serve in the United States Congress, a lady by the name of Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm. And so when I went to Congress, I got involved in terms of forming the Social Work Caucus, and then also I was the person responsible for Social Work Day on the Hill. It was to just sort of let everybody know that social workers are out there to do a positive job on behalf of people. And we worked really, really hard, and we put forth the Social Work and Reinvestment Act, which it still has not passed. But even though I'm no longer in the Congress, I'm retired, but I'm still working to pass the Social Work Reinvestment Act. I think it's just so important to the profession. And as I go around and talk to practicing social workers more and more, I think they're beginning to understand how important this is. And when it talks about in terms of regulations, rules, and pay, it talks about the kind of things that professionals should really focus on. And at the same time, it talks about patient care. It talks about patient caseload in terms of the amount of patients that a social worker should be responsible for, and to eliminate some of the problems that happens in the field of social work, where a social worker is overworked and that they have too many cases, and sometimes negative things happen as a result of that. So through that process, you know, I've been able to work on this Social Work and Reinvestment Act, and hoping that we'll be able to get people to understand what it is. You know, my son, who served in the state legislature in New York, said to me, he said, "Dad," he said, "you have to understand." He says, "some people learn faster than others. They ain't gonna individual the differences." He says, "you know, some people take them 2.5 hours to watch 60 minutes. It don't mean they can't watch it, Dad. It just take them longer. So you just have to keep saying it over and over and talking to people about this Social Work Reinvestment Act." And I've been doing that. And of course, I hope to be able to continue to go to the schools and universities that have social work schools, and to let them know the importance of their involvement in this act in terms of helping to get it passed, to talk to their members of Congress, talk to their senators, to make them aware of the importance of this particular legislation.
How did Congress change over the time you were there? I'm sure it was different in 1983 than when you left in 2013.
Well, when I went there, it was more working together. I mean, the Republicans and Democrats were working together on bills. However, when I left, that situation basically didn't exist. It was a Republican bill or a Democratic bill, and it was no really working together to put forth a coalition to pass legislation. I'm hoping that eventually we get back to the old system where when we would be able to sit down and talk to each other, get your ideas about the legislation, and regardless to whether you're Democrat or Republican, does this really make a difference? Will this help people that we all are sent here to represent? That's the kind of issue that needs to be talked about. That's the discussion that should take place. And that is not what's going on today. And I'm hoping that they're able to revert back to what it was when I went there in 1983. 1983, we would sit down, and Democrats and Republicans, and say, this we think is going to be very good, and it's going to improve the quality of life for people in this nation. And that we would talk about it, go through the committee structure. But now, a lot of times, they don't even go through the committee. They just sort of sit in a closed room and somewhere in a corner and put together legislation and then bring it out. That is not the way to get good bills passed that's going to make a difference in the quality of life of people in this nation. They need to sit down and let it go through subcommittee, let it go to full committee, and then, of course, to the United States House, where they would vote on it. And then to the President of the United States. That is what needs to happen. And unfortunately, today, that is not going on in the way that it should.
And I'm coming out of Congress a bit. Tell me what you'll be talking about tonight with the students for the Jane Addams Lecture.
Well, I'll be talking about Jane Addams, who is referred to as the mother of social work. Jane Addams was like a person that understood in terms of how social workers should be involved in the political arena. You know, she went to the Democratic Convention, and of course, she placed the name of Teddy Roosevelt. She seconded the nomination at that time. Well, that was something unheard of for a woman to do, period, because even at that time, women were not even allowed to vote. But she was there, and she placed his name in nomination. And at that point in time, she talked about the importance of social workers getting involved in policy making and running for office. However, we did not do too much about it, you know, over the years. But now, I really feel that social workers understand the power. They also realize that there's nobody, nowhere more qualified to run for office than social workers. They involve in terms of community organizing. They know about that. They know about crisis intervention. They know all about that. They know a lot about human behavior. I mean, they are prepared to do this job. And we are now encouraging, you know, based on the fact that Jane Addams, way back in that day, was saying we should get involved in this manner. So I will be talking tonight about the importance of that involvement. Social workers need to just step out there, run for office, and serve in these different capacities, and be able to fight to increase the budget for people that who need help. Be able to fight for Social Security, because Social Security is being threatened, and that hoping that these social workers who would run for office will be out there, you know, fighting, you know, for the continuation of Social Security and background that they have, they would be an ideal fit. I would be talking to them about social workers. You need to be flexible. We have to understand that there's a thing called negotiating and coalition building, and we need to be able to deal with that. And to talk about, if someone is down in the dumps, we need to lift them up, you know, and point out that if you find a person that is not doing well, you have an obligation and responsibility to use your skills to try and lift that person up. And we are trained to be involved in crisis intervention, to talk about the importance of that. When you see a person that's struggling, if you can be helpful in any way to try and do so, don't hesitate to try and get additional resources for your program. If you feel that your program is being neglected or you do not have the resources, speak out about it. Social workers have a tendency to lay back and to sit back, and many times, you know, we do not toot our horn, but we really have to begin to do that and let people know that We're here. We want to be helpful. We want to make certain that we make a difference, and we want to improve the quality of life. We need to do that. And in order to have the skills that you acquire in school, go out there and use those skills to make America a better place for all of us to live. And I will be talking about that. And I'll be talking about the importance of people understanding one another. There is this thing called individual differences, but that doesn't mean we can't sit down and can't talk. That doesn't mean we can't work together. It just means that we just have to spend more time sort of getting to know each other. Social workers are in the best position to pull people together to do these kind of things.
What are the goals of having a National Social Work Month?
It's important that we get the word out that social workers exist and the kind of work that we do. I mean, a lot of people do not understand social workers and what they do and our background and our training. And as a result of having Social Work Month, then we're able to highlight it. We even have Social Work Day. Social Work Day is on Capitol Hill, where we bring people from all across the country to come to Washington, D.C. to march and to talk about social workers and what social workers have been involved in. Social workers are crucial when it comes to our health care operation. People don't understand how important they are. But when a patient is discharged from the hospital, it's discharge planning. The social worker is involved in that process. So social work is a very, very important profession. People do not know a lot about it. They don't realize that it's special training and that the kind of training that one goes through to learn about human behavior, crisis intervention, and all of those kind of things. And we're trying through Social Work Month to just highlight it and to stress it. And of course, many colleges and universities are definitely having Social Work Month now, which is important.
Do you have any advice for students going into the social work field?
I think that if you're going into social work, you have to recognize that everybody will not think or feel the way you do about an issue. But that does not mean that you can't work with that person. Social workers really have to stress forming coalitions, because if you're going to be involved in policy and changing policy, coalitions are important. You don't have to always walk alike, look alike, talk alike, and in order to be a part of a coalition. Sometimes you have a coalition that one or two might not agree with everything that you're trying to do at this time, but that doesn't mean they should be put out the coalition. They should be brought closer to explain to them as to why you're doing it. And sometimes the points that they're raising might be very significant or important to the overall goal of that coalition. So social workers have the skills to bring people together, and they are trained in that regard. So that's very, very important. And people, you know, don't recognize how important social workers are when it comes to even policy and policy making policy and changing policy and even being involved in politics. More and more now, social workers are beginning to look at politics, where in the past they just sort of felt that this is not for me. But now they understand today that we need to look at the political arena and not only be on the outside throwing rocks in, we need to go on the inside and throw some of the rocks out.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've been going public with former Congressman Adolphus Towns. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grogene. To hear our extended interview, visit our website at krcu.org.